Of the many high school students who applied for Tennessee Promise, 3/4 are taking the next required step to get free community college, meeting their mentors. These are volunteers who help them get through the college application process. As WPLN's Emily Siner reports, organizers hoping a little time for mentors will go a long way.
Tennessee Promise is expecting to attract a lot of students who never thought about going to college before. So the state recruited 7,500 so-called mentors to guide several students each through the college application process.
The main thing you need to do today with your mentor is to exchange contact information.
And Massa has been organizing mentor meetings around the region. The buses just pulled out of the parking lot at East Robertson High School, and a few dozen Tennessee Promise students stayed behind in the cafeteria to talk to their mentors for the first time. Most of the meetings are brief. One mentor, Margot Fosnes, keeps her students around for a few minutes to ask them about their goals.
Your culinary school is what you're looking at, and do you know where?
But many other students leave as soon as they exchange phone numbers without any kind of mentor chit-chat. This was part of the selling point to get volunteer mentors to sign up. Low commitment, just 2 short in-person meetings and sending out occasional email and text reminders. Still, Angela Stone, a mentor at nearby Greenbrier High School, says she wishes she had more time to connect with her 4 students.
Because it was kind of rushed there at the end, but they seem, like they're going to be open to me contacting them. But I hope it's, more than just to remind them to do things.
It is more of a cheerleader taskmaster type role.
Ann Massa, who's been organizing these meetings, says mentors aren't expected to have long heart-to-hearts. Instead, it's this.
Staying on top of their student through this program, making sure they know when their upcoming deadlines and requirements are.
She says some mentors will go beyond that, but Tennessee Promise is betting that students will benefit from even an occasional reminder that there's an adult interested in their success. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.